Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Yo, what up? Welcome to Tevez is the Best. Today is Friday. No, it's Saturday, September 2, 2023. My name is JC Tevez. Welcome to the podcast about my life and nothing else. But stick around. You might learn something new. It's 1 in the morning. I wanted to record the podcast. I know it's supposed to be on Friday, but here we are. All right. Welcome to the brand new schedule. No, I'm just kidding. I plan a release still either Tuesday or Friday. I've just been a little busy this week. What have you been busy with, JC? Tell us all about it. Well, let me tell you, first and foremost, we started spinning. Yeah, spinning, like cycling. Got some classes at Electric Studio. They're fucking expensive. You know, even if you get like the package deal, man, it is not cheap. It's expensive. Let me just do the math for you. Because the reason I got it, well, I wanted to get it for a long time, but BDO had a pretty sweet deal that actually ended yesterday. So unfortunately, or ended the end of August rather. So I'm sorry that you don't get the avail of it. But it was like 15% off for like the major packages and 30% off for the 5-ride beginner package. So it was a pretty hefty savings, I would say. But the 40 package, which is what I bought, is like, after the discount, it was like 27,000 pesos. The fuck? That's crazy, man. That's like my gym membership for a year. And more than, actually more than. So it's pretty insane. So trying to make the most of it. I've done 3 rides already this week. The reason being because if you buy the 5-ride package, you only have 2 weeks to avail of it because it's a beginner package. So I was thinking, why don't I just keep buying the beginner package? But, it really is for like first timers. So eventually they're going to like recognize your face. I was thinking I should just go to different branches and low key, like, you know, wear a mask or something, but eventually I feel like they're going to catch on. So yeah, man, cycling, it's fun. And I think I've gone on the record, or at least in my mind, there's only 2 forms of cardio that I enjoy. All right. It's spinning, like spinning classes. Like I like riding bikes outside and stuff, but I don't do it all the time. And it's not something that I look forward to. Like, oh, I gotta ride my bike outside. Like, I'll do it, but I don't do it. I wouldn't do it every week because it's not that fun for me. But spinning is one of them. The other one, of course, is basketball. Speaking of FIBA World Cup, man, Philippines, huh? What happened? Well, you know, I didn't expect them to do very well, but they just were not good, man. I feel like the rotations were all weird. Anyway, enough about basketball. Enough about spinning. Let's talk about the stuff that really matters. Movies and television, stuff to distract you from daily life, right? Let's talk about what I watched this week. First and foremost, I have to say the Meg 2 was really good. You know, I wanted to watch it in theaters, but then I saw the reviews were not very good. And the reviews for the first one weren't that great, but the fact that it got worse reviews than the first one, kind of, I was like not that enticed to watch it in theaters. Although I loved the first one. So I waited for it to come out online and we watched it last week. And I gotta say, I actually enjoyed it more than the first one because the second half of the movie was everything that I was waiting for in the first movie and more. It's pretty insane. Like, I don't really want to spoil it for you guys, but they turn up the craziness, like the wackiness of the movie in the second half of the film, right? It was pretty entertaining. You know, Jason Statham doing his thing, fucking up big sharks. There's new cast members. There's some returning cast members. So, Baeng asked me, like my friend Baeng, he asked me, should I watch Meg 1 before Meg 2? I think you should. There's a big absence of one major character in the first one. They kind of explain it in Meg 2. I just felt like it was a disservice to the actress that was in Meg 1 because she was a pretty big part of it. And they brought like all the main characters back. So go watch Meg 2 if you have a chance. It's called Meg 2 The Trench. And there are, it's not just giant sharks, which is what you're paying for, right? Or if you're streaming, right? That's what you're watching for. But they have other creatures. I'm going to leave it at that. All right. Meg 2. Highly recommend, right? Not, is it a top 10 movie? Definitely not. 100% not. But it is really fun. But speaking of creatures that are, well, I was going to say, no, nah, I was going to spoil it. It would spoil, but they're speaking of creatures. Ninja Turtles, Mutant Mayhem is a top 5 movie of the year. I'm going on the record to say I'm confident in my vote of confidence. I'm pretty sure it's a top 5 movie for me. And I think it would make some people's top 5 list, not simply because I love Ninja Turtles, but it has like a 92% on Rotten Tomatoes. And I could really see some people listing it in the top 5 or top 10 movies of the year. I feel like even movie like buffs or movie critics might even have it in their top 10. So go watch it. It's really good. And the thing is, so who would I recommend this to? Obviously Ninja Turtle fans, it's a no-brainer. But a lot of people who, when I posted a story about watching it, some were like, man, I don't know anything about Ninja Turtles. Like, should I watch it? And yeah, because the thing is, when they make a new Ninja Turtle movie, like, so the most recent one was the Michael Bay ones, which I also enjoyed, but they were ugly. Like, they were so fucking ugly. The Ninja Turtles were so gross in that movie. I don't know why they went that direction of design or style for the CGI turtles. It was just not a good look. But every time they reboot one, so the Michael Bay ones from whenever, like 2012 or whatever, they went Megan Fox. And then before that, it was TMNT, which came out in like 2009. And then before that, I think it was the live action one, I think. And then in between, of course, there's TV shows and like comic books and stuff. But in terms of movies for Ninja Turtle movies, they always reboot it. So this is a new story, a new origin story, so to speak. And, you know, Marissa is not a big Ninja Turtles fan, but she really enjoyed it. She did not like the Michael Bay ones because she found them disgusting, too. And, you know, they're gross. And I'm a Ninja Turtles fan. I could admit those things were nasty. But I like the second Michael Bay one better than the first one. But this movie, Mutant Mayhem, oh, child, you got to watch it. All right. Raphael, Donatello, Michelangelo, Leonardo. You don't really even have to know. You'll get to know them in the film. And what I really like about this film, for all the Ninja Turtle fans out there, is that they kept true to, like, because each turtle has their own personality, right? Leonardo is, like, the stoic leader guy. Raphael's the tough, angry, anger issues guy. Michelangelo's the goofy, funny, loves pizza guy. Well, they all love pizza, but Michelangelo loves to eat. And Donatello, or Donnie, he's, like, the tech guy. So they keep that aspect of it, but they don't super play into it as hard as they do in the other movies. Like, Raphael is so pissed off in all the other movies. And this one, he's still, like, angry, but not really, like, it's not just anger. Like, there's a whole dynamic to it. And the second thing that I really liked about it is that they sound, and I guess look, like teenagers. Because TMNT stands for Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. Right. And in every iteration of the Ninja Turtles that I can think of, because I watch all the cartoons, I watched all the movies. The only time that I felt like they were teenagers was in like the 90s cartoon or the 1989 cartoon. I forgot. I watched that when I was a kid. But they were super goofy. Like they were just goofy. Like there was no seriousness really in that show. And that's why they felt like teenagers. In this one, there's some gravitas. There is some drama. But they still remain teenagers. And that's what I really loved about this one. And I think that will entice new people, new fans of the film. And the art style is fantastic. It's got that Into the Spider-Verse or Spider-Verse art style. So if you like Spider-Man, Spider-Verse, you will like this movie based on its art style alone, I think. The soundtrack is fire. I've been listening to the songs. This is the first time that I've seen the song No Diggity by Blackstreet used in a film. I can't think of any film that has used No Diggity. And man, when No Diggity comes on, expect like one of the best animated action sequences of all time. I'll say it. Of all time. Animated action sequences. No diggity, Ninja Turtles, Mutant Mayhem. It's got to be up there. Wow. What a film, right? It was really, really good. The voice cast is great. And here's another great fun fact I did after watching the movie. You know, I always do my research. So apparently the kids, the Ninja Turtles, the kids that played the Ninja Turtles all recorded their lines in the same room, like in the same booth, I guess. So you can really tell there's a lot of chemistry going on in there. And I think that they also did a lot of freestyling, right? So it just comes off so well done. And honestly, I would definitely pay again to watch it in theaters. And when it comes out on streaming or whatever, I'm going to watch it like first day. It is that good. So if there's anything you take away from this podcast today, go watch Ninja Turtles, Mutant Mayhem. Get back to me. Tell me that I was right. It is so, so fun. And, you know, for those of you who are like, is there any star power in this film? Yeah. Splinter is played by Jackie Chan. Oh, yeah. And I'm not going to spoil what he does, but there is a Jackie Chan. There's a big Jackie Chan, like, reference. Well, not really reference. Homage, I guess. Jackie Chan's fighting style. You'll see it in the film. It's so good. So good. I don't want to say any more because I don't want to spoil the story. The voice cast is great. I don't know any of the kids that played the Ninja Turtles, but Ice Cube plays the main bad guy. He plays a guy called Superfly, and he was really good as the villain. And there's a lot of and what's great about the villains in this film is they have that Loki thing going on. Right? Like, you understand why they're doing it. Like, they're, you know, they're bad, but they also have a purpose. They're not just pure evil. So it makes you also kind of have that, like, oh man, I feel bad for these guys. So good. Ninja Turtles, man. Ninja Turtles. What else? That's really, in terms of what I watched this week that I would recommend so far. Oh, okay. So on Amazon, right? On Amazon Prime, if you have Prime, I started a new, animated show. Because if you've ever watched Invincible on Amazon Prime, I highly recommend you get on that show. It's really good. It's a very violent comic book or graphic novel or comic book adaptation of a superhero. It's called Invincible. It's a superhero show based off a comic, and it's really good. So Amazon apparently is really well known for putting out these kind of animated shows that are made for adults. So I stumbled upon one and I watched the first two or three episodes and I am into it. I think I'm going to keep watching it. It's called Legend of Vox Machina. And doing some research behind it, I don't really play Dungeons and Dragons, but I think it was created by the people who do Critical Role, which is a podcast or a YouTube channel, or maybe, I don't know. It's like an empire of Dungeons and Dragons content. All right. So this team, Critical Role, created this show called Legend of Vox Machina. And it's set in that world of, you know, elves and magicians and mages and shit. Dude, it's really good. It's really violent. They curse a lot. It's not for kids, right? I know it's cartoon, but it's, don't watch it with your kids. If you know about the show, if you know more about it, or if you think I should keep watching, well, I'm going to keep watching, but if you think that it's really good, like, convince me to watch it, like, season two, or tell other people. I don't know. I'm going to keep watching it. And anything else? What else did I watch this week? Oh, I watched a movie called it's on Amazon, I think. It's called The Vast of Night. So I've never heard of this film. And I looked it up on Rotten Tomatoes. It got really good reviews. It was a pretty solid movie. The story is, it's this radio DJ. It's set in the 1950s or 60s or something. And it's this radio DJ and this girl who works as a telephone operator or whatever, like a switchboard operator. And then they hear this alien-like sound. So it's like an alien mystery movie. It gives me vibes of Super 8, if you guys ever watched Super 8. And it has a little bit of maybe Stranger Things. It's not remotely close to Stranger Things, but if I'm thinking of a vibe, it's got a Stranger Things vibe to it. Pretty good movie with a bunch of unknowns. I don't know any of the actors. The Vast of Night. The ending was a little bit weird for me. Like, I feel like they could have ended it a little differently, but the overall experience of watching it, it felt like a good time. So that's what I watched this week, man. Anything else that I did this? Oh, okay. So I have a hosting later today. Once again, for Sun Life Grepa, I'm going to be dressing. Oh, speaking of Dungeons & Dragons, I'm going to be dressing as, I don't know, like a servant. Last time they made me dress up in the same costume. I was supposed to be some sort of like, I don't know, like an elf or a warrior or something, but I look like a servant. So I'm wearing that same costume again. But the thing that I remember that I wanted to talk about on the podcast today is I hosted for CyberZone again. Shout out CyberZone. And it was for SM Game Fest, Kids Game Fest. And on that day, the game that was highlighted was Roblox. So I know a little bit about Roblox. Most of you are probably familiar with, maybe it's like its older, more successful cousin. I don't know. Is it more successful? Minecraft, right? So it's a lot like Minecraft. So you're like a Lego looking character. And you can do a bunch of shit in the game. And there are people who create, there are players who create their own maps and stuff. Speaking of, there's a Bustos, there's a rated R Roblox game. I think it got banned already, but there were people going in there, and some of them kids, which is bad, right? But there are people going in there, like having virtual, like cyber sex with their friends, I guess. But anyway, it was a Roblox game day and a bunch of kids. And on the second day, because it was a 2-day event, on the second day, there was a Roblox influencer, a Roblox YouTuber slash content creator, TikToker. His name is Janeru, or Janelle Dominique, but he goes by Janeru on the game. And man, the kids fucking love this guy. It's so insane. So I looked him up, right? He has 8 million or 9 million YouTube subscribers. He has like 11 or 12 maybe, or maybe more, million followers on TikTok and a bunch on Instagram. He has like, you know, like 100,000 people on Instagram. And it's just most of them are kids who consume his content. And if you watch his content, if you don't know anything about Roblox, you're going to be like, oh my God, like who watches this? And that's not a knock. Like, I'm not trying to shade him. But if you watch it, if you don't play the game, you're like, who watches this? And then you realize that there's this whole other market of content and media consumers that are below the age of like 13 that is really just, I don't understand them, but they have a huge, like, they play a huge part in the success of content creators like this. It is unbelievable how much engagement he gets on his videos, on his posts on TikTok, and the kids there were going crazy for him. He has because his character in Roblox is like Dora the Explorer. So he has a group called like Dora Fam. And most of these kids that stayed towards like the latter half of the event are part of the Dora Fam. And they were yelling and screaming, Kuya Janelle, Kuya Janelle, paad naman sa Roblox. It was cute. And it was just mind boggling to me. And what's really great about this guy's story. So, you know, behind the scenes, I was talking to him, and apparently he did different kinds of content before. And I think he was already kind of big on social media. I don't know what kind of content he was doing, but it wasn't Roblox or video game related. And then he said he came, cause he's been a gamer for a while. And then he came up with this idea, like, there's a lot of Roblox content online, but there's no Filipino Roblox content creator. So he did this. He started just a year ago, and he has grown to, you know, millions of followers. And if you look on Social Blade or whatever kind of analytics page, this man is making minimum $17,000 to $18,000 per month. That's just the low part. That's the low end of the estimate, right? He could actually be making like hundreds of thousands of dollars per month or per year. It's bananas. So he really hit the market at the right time. And he has friends, like his friends are also part of the Dora Fam, and they are creators now of Roblox. And I met one of his friends, this kid, shy kid. Like, if you saw him, you'd be like, no way this guy's a YouTuber. No way this guy has like any sort of like confidence to make a channel that could grow. Because I was talking to him, he was so shy. But this kid has 900,000 subscribers on YouTube, man. My goodness. So it really is about finding your niche. And shout out to Janelle. I forgot the name of the other kid. I think his name is Ken. And then I met his, oh, and the other inspiring story is his video editor. Cool guy. I forgot his name. So his video editor took no formal classes, right? He never took any classes. He learned, get this, he learned during the pandemic. He learned how to edit. He started with doing anime edits. And now he's editing for one of the biggest YouTubers in the Roblox scene. And he worked for him full time. I didn't ask him, obviously, how much he makes, but he must be making good enough money that he doesn't work for anything else or for anyone else. To start, I mean, it really is just about pushing, you know, what you are passionate about. This kid has no formal training. There are people that go to, you know, CSB or, you know, you name it, some sort of video editing school, Tesla. I don't know if Tesla has it. And they, you know, they pay a lot of money. They do it for years and they can barely find a job. This kid just started making edits on anime. I don't know how he connected with Janelle specifically, but it's so inspiring. It was so inspiring to me, right? To, as someone who wants to, you know, I've always said I wanted to like be full-time content creation. And TBH, I know I haven't really put my best foot forward because I've been busy with a lot of stuff. But I, you know, I'm trying, but it was just really an eye opener for me. So Roblox aside, like it really is, but you got to find a niche and you got to just put everything into it. So yeah, that's my story for the day. Look him up, man. If you play Roblox, you probably know him. If you don't, just go on YouTube and type in Janelle Dominic, JunellDominic, Dominic. Yeah. Look it up. Watch a video and you're like, oh my God, there are people watching this. His videos have hundreds of thousands of views, millions of views, some of them. And it's insane. It's insane. It's insane. Yeah. Anyway, I want to keep it short and sweet. I do have to get to some work before, and I have to sleep too because I have my hosting later on. And then next week, we're going to Siargao. Well, not this coming week, so I'll probably release one more episode before Siargao. But after that, Siargao, and then right after Siargao, I have a day in between. I'm going to Europe, man. You know, the land of the white people, right? It's mostly white people, right? I don't know. Is that racist? So yeah. I don't know if I'm going to be able to record. I'm going to bring my portable mic, which I can connect to my phone. No promises. I would love to. Like, I feel like I should do it just for myself. Cause I just do this podcast mostly for myself, right? I thank you to everyone who listens, but I said from the start, this is like a audio diary of my life to reflect upon because, you know, Instagram posts and pictures are great, but to hear, I know it might sound conceited, but to hear myself tell my life story is a big part of why I did this, right? I can go back to episodes from 2019, 2020, 2018 and kind of realize, oh yeah, I remember doing that. So I kind of want to record while I'm in Europe. And, you know, people always, I've already told a couple people that I'm going to Europe and they always ask me, where are you going? You know, is it bad that I don't know? I really, so I'm following my mom. So, you know, long story short, I'm going with my mom and she's paying for everything. Thank you, mother. Because she has a high school reunion. So they are going to be going to different places. She sent me their itinerary and I glossed over it once, right? I know Germany's on the list. So for sure, I've never been to Germany. So at least I know Germany's on the list. And I think the Netherlands, right? At least two countries. So at least I'm going to have two experiences in places that I've never been. I think actually Belgium too. I don't know. Anyway, I will keep you updated on that in the future, but expect one more episode before Siargao in Europe. And hit me up. And speaking of Halal Show, by the way, we have a new sponsored episode. If you're a real fan and you know everything, you'll realize that it's an old recorded podcast because we talk about Rika's birthday, which was months ago. They only just approved it this week, but I know we didn't release a full episode this week. So we do have that sponsored mix. And then we did record our season finale. So that is going to be coming out next week as well. All right. So look out for that. And then we're taking our Hala Hala Show season break. All right. That's it. Have a great rest of your week. Go watch The Meg 2. Go watch Ninja Turtles. Please, please watch Ninja Turtles. If anything I talked about today, Ninja Turtles, Mutant Mayhem. That's the takeaway. Go watch that. Okay. And follow your passions and become like Jeneru. And make hundreds of thousands of dollars every month, man, doing what you love. All right. And yeah, follow me on social media. Message me on the podcast Instagram if you have questions. And I'll catch you all. Say it with me. Later.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.